I am chatting today with Knoxville Symphony Orchestra Concertmaster William Shaw about his upcoming performance as part of the KSO's Concertmaster Series. It has returned. Will, it's so great to see you. It's been a while.
It has been a while. It's so good to see you, and thank you so much for having me.
Oh, my pleasure. When was the last Concertmaster Series performance? Do you remember?
That is a good question. I want to say about a year ago.
Yeah, I mean, it had to have been. Maybe a little more.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we are glad that it has returned. Let's talk about this program, which features music by Mozart, Mendelssohn, and a brand new composer to me, Alexandra Bryant. You will be starting off your performance with her composition, Petrichor. First of all, what is a petrichor?
So a petrichor, it's a scientific term, and it is the smell of the earth after rainfall.
Ooh, I like that.
It's an incredible, yes, it's an incredible piece, very evocative of the earth, of rebirth, of something new. This program is kind of a program of many firsts, similar to petrichor. We have the first string quartet Mozart ever wrote. We have a piece by Mendelssohn that he wrote at 16 years old in the octet, really the first of its kind with a double string quartet. And very innovative in terms of the way he wrote it, where it sounds like a full orchestra, even though there's only 8 people on stage. It's very fitting for what we need to do in terms of social distancing on stage. You know, with the Knoxville Symphony, we just performed Vaughan Williams' Fantasia on a theme by Thomas Tallis. And this is a piece that calls essentially for social distancing on stage. So we're performing pieces that really fit the moment.
Absolutely, yeah. Can you tell us a little more about the composer, Alexandra Bryant?
Yes, I first became aware of her work when I listened to a piece that was commissioned about 10 years ago when she was only about 23 years old. So she is a young composer, and she wrote the first piece of our KSO one-by-one performing project, which is where we are commissioning contemporary composers to write short pieces for us. And this piece, she and I kind of worked together on what fits this moment. Like, what's on your mind right now is the question she had for me. And I said, I'm thinking about life after the pandemic. How do we come out of this? And, you know, what is this connection between, you know, a little bit of suffering and then coming out of suffering into something new? And in this very short piece, that's what she leads us to. She leads us to this feeling of rebirth, of a new direction, a return home. But home looks a little different now. Home looks a little different than it did before the pandemic. Mm-hmm. So it's a wonderful piece. I'm excited to kick off the Concertmaster Series again with petrichor.
Yeah. So will this commissioning project, will there be a new piece for every concert?
Actually, it's for different members of our orchestra.
Okay.
And they are posting these videos on YouTube and also on our Knoxville Symphony Orchestra Facebook page.
Wow, that's really exciting. So as you mentioned, after this opening piece, you will be performing Mozart's String Quartet No. 1 in G major, Kürtchen 80. So who will be joining you for that performance?
Yes, it is my colleague Sean Clare, our principal viola Katie Gaughan, and our principal cello Andy Bryanton, many of whom perform with me frequently on the Concertmaster Series, which is also quite a bit of chamber music in addition to solo violin or repertoire of violin with piano. This piece just sparkles. I mean, I don't know if you've seen the movie Amadeus, right? A fantastic
of course,
movie.
Yeah.
And, you know, we want to look at Mozart when he was young, this genius at 14 years old. And what we find is remarkable maturity. We find a 14-year-old looking to the past for musical structures. He's looking to the past for inspiration, Renaissance music. We hear all of that in this very early 15-minute quartet. So it's a piece that I love, and you know, it has a little cliche to it with the first quartet he wrote. But what's wonderful about it is it sure doesn't feel like the first.
Yeah. How interesting. So how would you say that this differs from some of his later quartets, or does it differ in style?
It differs in the sense that the structure really does look to the past, mm-hmm. where his late work is very innovative. Mm-hmm. Essentially, in his late work, the late quartets, for example, we hear elements of romanticism. We hear a Mozart in his late 30s that finally discovered the music of Bach and was studying Bach. And we hear elements of Bach in that music, mm-hmm. where in this, we hear something a little bit different. I think it's very cantabile, meaning it sounds like two singers. In this quartet, the entire first movement is a duet, actually, between me and Sean, our second violin in this piece. So it has motet vibes, where you hear singers. And that's very unique to the young Mozart. Of course, we'll hear that later in his operas, but we might not expect to hear it so soon.
Yeah. And the final piece that you will be performing is Mendelssohn's famous octet. So who will be on stage with you for this piece?
Yes, it is several of my colleagues in the Knoxville Symphony Orchestra's core violin section. We have Kyle Venlet, Yipe Lin, and Katie, our principal viola, will also be joining on this piece as well. And with this piece, it is a virtuoso piece for everybody on stage. And that's something at the Concertmaster Series that I always love doing, where, yes, you know, usually the first half is me and piano, but in this piece, our audience will have the luxury of hearing all of our players. It'll be a spectacular performance.
And so in this octet, does every musician get their chance in the spotlight, their time to shine with a solo?
Exactly. That's exactly what I was thinking, where Mendelssohn, even at 16 years old, is finding these incredible ways of spotlighting violin 3 and violin 4, and you'll hear these conversations among the players. And that's it's very exciting.
Knoxville Symphony Orchestra performances just resumed a few weeks ago. So tell me what that was like, getting to perform with other musicians in the same room after not being able to do so in about a year.
It has been a journey of a year, that's for sure. As musicians, we have tried to adapt. We've really immersed ourselves in technology, many Zoom performances, Zoom recordings, a cappella recordings through different apps on different devices. So now to get back to performing with other players, it's a social moment. It's very meaningful to us. And, you know, it's interesting because in the Knoxville Symphony, yes, you see us at the Tennessee Theater. You'll see us at the Bijou or the Knoxville Museum of Art. But so much of what we do is very social in our community. We are teaching. We are performing in hospitals through our wellness program. We're performing in schools. So for us to reimmerse ourselves in our community is a very powerful thing. And we're so happy to be back.
Yeah. Well, we've missed you.
Oh, thank you.
One final question. This Concertmaster Series performance will be live streamed from the Bijou Theater. Does performing for a live streamed audience feel different than performing for a live in-person audience?
That's an interesting question because I thought that it would.
Yeah.
But then after our performances, you know, we at the Knoxville Symphony have this great relationship with our audiences. Oftentimes, you know, I will see them after performances and it's just wonderful. We talk about the music. And what's happening with our streaming is that our streaming is so good that I think people are really enjoying it. They're listening and enjoying it all the way to the end of the performance, and they will text me after or email us or find us on Facebook and say, we appreciated that so much, and the sound quality was great, and we had a glass of wine on our couch. And that makes me really happy that we've kind of risen to meet the moment. Mm-hmm. Our streaming is very high quality, mm-hmm. and I'm just glad that we're there for our audience and that they are there for us.
Yeah. So different, but not necessarily in a negative way at all.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. It's very different, but it's turned out to not be negative at all.
William Schaub, it was so wonderful to actually see you in person and to chat with you today about the KSO Concertmaster Series that is resuming on Wednesday, March 10th. That's today. It was wonderful to have you here, and thanks for coming down to the station.
Oh, it was so good to see you as well, and thank you for having me today, and thank you for your absolutely delightful program. I know that me and so many others just love listening.
Well, thank you for that. Once again, the KSO's Concertmaster and Friends series resumes Wednesday, March 10th. This performance will be live streamed at 7 p.m. from the Bijou Theater. Tickets and information are available online at knoxvillesymphony.com.